I'm Karen Howe. This is Correct Exercise Techniques, Stretching, and Relaxation. First of all, we are going to begin with head rolls. Bring your chin into your chest and roll your head over to your shoulder and roll it down to the other shoulder. Head rolls going side to side, releasing the tension in your neck, and down to the side, and down again to the opposite side, and last one going to the opposite side. Okay, stretch your arms up above your head and hold your hands together and feel and stretch up with your right arm and feel the stretch through your shoulder all the way to your fingertips. Feel the stretching coming from all the way from your waist and stretch up and stretch and relax it. Okay, now to the left side. Reach as high as you can with that left arm and stretch. Feel the stretch coming all the way from your left, the left side of your waist, and stretch it all the way up and relax. Okay, once again with the right arm and stretch all the way from your waist all the way to your fingertips. Reach way up high and relax. And all with your left arm, reach all the way up and stretch all the way to the fingertips on your left hand. And relax. Now let's roll the right shoulder around to the back. Opposite way, roll it going forward, forward, rolling that shoulder, releasing all the tension through the shoulder. Okay, now the left shoulder, roll it back, circular motion, moving to the back, releasing all the tension through your shoulder, and the opposite way. Roll that shoulder around and roll it, releasing all that releasing the tension. Okay, now bring your arms up above your head, and this time you're going to hold on to one elbow, onto your elbow, and pat your back and pull right, and you want to feel the stretch going through your shoulder and in your back and release it. Other arm, hold the onto the elbow, your hand is dropped down into your into your upper back, and you want to feel that stretch through your shoulder and relax. Now this next one is for some people that need just a little bit more advanced and they want a little bit more flexibility. You're going to have one arm coming over your head, the other one's coming from the lower back, and you try and grasp your fingertips. Sitting up straight. And release it. And opposite arm. Opposite arms. And stretch. And release it. Okay, now this is to release that tension in your neck, and you can do this when you're sitting at your desk, or if you're at the office, or if you're waiting at a stoplight and you feel all tense, just rub in circular motions with your fingertips, holding your fingers together, and just rub in a circular motion around your neck and down into your back. Feeling just releasing all the tension in your upper back and through your neck. Circular motions. You might feel some knots in there, and just with your fingertips, just rub around them. Okay. Now let's get into our hands and knees. How many? Some of you know what cats look like when they stretch. And this one, you're going to be on all fours on your hands and knees, and you just arch your back up. Arch it, and it's just stretching out all the muscles through your back. Stretch it. And release it. Okay. One more time. Rounding up your back. Sucking in your stomach really hard. And hold it. And relax. Okay, let's now roll over onto your backs and straighten your legs out, lying flat on your back, and bring your right knee into your chest and grab on to your underneath your knee with your left arm and pull that knee into your chest. This is relaxing those muscles through the hip and thigh and lower back to release the tension and become more flexible. And release. Okay, left leg. Bring your left knee into your chest. Wrap your right arm around that knee and pull it in further to your chest. This is stretching out the lower back muscles and right through your hips and through your thigh. And relax. Relax it down. Okay, bring your right knee up into your chest again. And now bring in your left knee and hug those knees into your chest. This is a reverse stretch of the lower back, and it's getting all those muscles deep within in your lower back through your hips and thighs. If any of you have back problems and you carry a lot of tension and tightness in your lower back, this exercise will help that. Release first your right leg and then your left leg. Okay, bend both knees. Okay, laying still on your back, press your lower back into the floor, sucking in your stomach muscles. Some of you may even have slight pelvic tilt going up with this to get that lower back into the floor. And release. Relax it. Okay, one more time, press the lower back into the floor. Tighten up those stomach muscles. And release it. Let's do two more. Press the lower back into the floor, tightening up those stomach muscles. And release. Last one. Press the lower back into the floor. And release. Okay, keeping your knees bent, I want your hands to just go up your thighs, up to your knees, and hold it. This is to strengthen the abdominal muscles. Sometimes some of our lower back problems are caused from an imbalance in muscle structure, from an inflexibility of the lower back, and from weak abdominal muscles. So this exercise is a good way to strengthen the abdominal muscles. And down. Okay, let's go up. Touching your knees. Some of you, if you can only touch the middle of your thighs, that is just fine. You want to feel the tightness in your abdominal muscles. This is isolating just the abdominal muscles. And lower down, keeping your lower back into the floor. Okay, up. Again, going up to your knees or your thighs. Feeling the tightness through your abdominal muscles. You want to hold this for 10 to 15 counts. When you do these at home, and down. And last one, going up and holding it. You can do these, we're just doing four, but you can work up to doing 10 to 15 of these, holding them. And down. Okay, this time we are going to be taking our right hand and rolling up, touching our left knee. We want to make sure that our left shoulder stays into the floor. You want to keep your hips on the floor, chin, it goes into your chest, and just holding that position and relax it down. Keeping that lower back into the floor. Okay, left arm over to your right knee and hold it. This is getting the oblique muscles. It's working right around the waist and through your upper abdomen. And down. Over now to the left side again with your right arm. And hold it. And release. Left arm going up to your right knee. And relax it down. Last set, take your right hand, and go over to your left knee, holding it. And relax it down. Left hand over to your right knee. And release. This time, keeping your knees bent, let's get your hands right across your chest. And just put your chin into your chest and roll up. Feeling the tightening in your abdomen. Hold it and release. Again, roll up, tightening those abdomen muscles. And release. Again, these are curl-ups are tightening those abdomen muscles. And up. And release it, keeping your lower back into the floor. One more time. Up. And hold it. Keeping those muscles tight. And down. Okay, some of you may want something just a little bit more advanced. And this next one, we will be using a chair. And we want to put our calf muscles over on top of a chair and scoot our hips up close to the legs of the chair. And we're going to do the same thing, except our legs are going to be up on a chair. Okay, everybody have your chair, and let's go on up and hold it. Chin is into your chest. This exercise is isolating the abdominal muscles. And down. I don't know how many of you have done the regular old curl-ups where you've put your feet under a bed or under a davenport and you do as many as you can. These exercises that we're doing right now are isolating those abdominals. And down. And when we do abdominal work, we want to make sure we're getting the abdominals. The sit-ups that we do or curl-ups that we do very, very quickly, sometimes we're strengthening our hip flexors rather than our abdominal muscles. So these, by doing them slowly and holding them, we are strengthening those abdominal muscles. And down. And we need strong abdominal muscles for our backs. And down. Okay, let's move away from our chairs. And this next set of exercises are exercises to stretch out those muscles in our lower back. Because the tension in our backs is created from an imbalance in both flex and a tightness from those muscles. So we want to do this stretching to release that tension. Bring your knee, and we're sitting up this time, bringing your knee into your chest, your right knee into your chest, and holding it with the opposite arm. Hold it, feeling the muscle stretch through your hip and thigh, and relax it. And now place that foot on across your knee and turn and looking over the shoulder of your bent knee and stretch. This is stretching out all the vertebrae in the back. And relax. Opposite side now. Knee comes into, it goes across. Your knee comes up to your chest and put it over on the opposite across the opposite knee and bring the opposite arm and wrap it around that knee and hold it into your chest and relax, keeping the foot on the opposite side of your knee and turn around and look over the shoulder of your bent knee, stretching out the muscles in your back. And relax, coming to the front. You may want to do that exercise again, but so we can have a half hour, just have a half hour of exercise time, we're not going to do another one. Okay, this next set of exercise that we're going to do is to loosen up the joints through our knees and hips. So we're going to be keeping our weight on our elbows, kind of leaning back slightly. And bring your right knee into your chest and straighten it back out. Knee into your chest and out. Knee in and out. If you're doing these with tightening your muscles, it's also working the abdomen area. In and out. This next time, bring your knee into your chest and straighten your leg and lower it down. Bring your knee into your chest, straighten your leg and lower it down. Knee into your chest, bring it up and lower it down. Knee in to your chest, straighten it, lower it down. And one more, last one, knee into your chest, bring it up and lower it down. Next time, this one, bring your knee into your chest and drop that knee to the outside and straighten it out. Knee up to your chest, drop it to the outside, straighten it. Knee up to your chest and drop it and straighten it. knee up to your chest, drop to the side and straighten it out. Okay, left leg, bring your knee into your chest and straighten it out. Knee into your chest, straighten it out. These are loosening up the ligaments and tendons in those knees, and sometimes when people begin exercising, they end up with muscle strains and soreness, and sometimes it's just because we haven't released the tension and we just have not allowed the movement. There, okay. This next time, you bring your knee into your chest, straighten the leg, and lower it down. Knee into your chest, and straighten the leg up, and lower it down. Knee into your chest, straighten, and lower it down. Knee into your chest, straighten it up, lower it down. Last one up, straighten, and lower it down. Bring your knee into your chest and drop that knee to the outside, lower it down. Bring it in to your and lower the knee down to the outside, straighten it out. Knee into your chest, drop it to the side and straighten it. Knee into your chest, drop it to the outside and straighten. Knee into your chest, drop to the side. You'll feel it through the hips. This is loosening up those hip joint and down. All these exercises that this series, you can do 5, 10, or 15 of them. But when you're starting out, it's best to start with the minimum number of 5 and then work yourself up to 10 of them. This next series of exercises is for our legs and hips to strengthen them. I want you to lay on your side, and you can either have your head down on your arm, or you can prop your head up on your hand with your elbow on the floor. Make sure your body's lined up. Okay, bend the knee that is on the floor. And the first one, we are going to be pointing our foot down into the floor, and we're raising our leg up, and foot goes down, touches the floor, back up, and down. Doing this slowly so we get the full range of motion with the muscles in our legs, and down, and up. And down, up, and down. Keeping those muscles tight as we're raising that leg up and down. This time we're going to have our foot pointing straight ahead, our toes going straight ahead, and we're lifting from the side. And up, and down, raise it up. You want to feel the lift coming from the outside of your thigh, and down, up, and down. Two more, up, and down, and up, and down. This next one, we'll be pointing our toe, and we'll be lifting from our quadriceps, our front thigh muscles. Lift your leg up and lower it down. Lift it up, lower it down, making sure your body stays in line, and up and lower it down. Up and lower it down. Last one, up and lower it down. Okay, straighten the lower leg out and place your foot in front of the knee, and you won't feel very much motion of lifting this up, but this is to strengthen the inner thigh. Raise that leg up, the straight leg up and down. The leg that's closest to the that's on the floor, raise it up and down. Up and lower it down, feeling the tension in that leg as you lift it up and down. Last one, up and down. Okay, place your foot on the back side of the leg now, and raising your leg that is straight out on the floor, lift it up and down. Feeling the lift coming from that inner thigh, up and down, up and release it down, raise it up and down, last one, up and down. Okay, let's roll now to our other side, making sure your body is in line. Hand is either on your arm all the way down, or you can prop your head up on your hand with your elbow on the floor, bending the leg that is on the floor, keeping the rest of your body in line. Okay, toe goes on the floor, and so we're lifting, on this exercise, we're lifting the thigh with the back, with our hip in the back of our thigh. Raise the leg up, and toe touches the floor. Raising it up from the hip and the thigh and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Keeping those muscles tight as you do this. We're starting out with just 5, but you can increase these to 10 to 15. This time we're going up from the side. We're raising, using the muscles on our outer hip to raise our leg up and down. Raise the leg up and down. The foot is pointing straight ahead, and up and release it down, keeping those muscles tight as you do it, and up and down and up and down. This next one, we're lifting our leg from the front thigh muscles, and we'll be lifting our leg up as far as we can. Raise your leg up and release it down. Feeling the tension as you're raising the leg up from the front thigh, the quadricep muscles, using those muscles to get the leg up and releasing it down. Keeping that muscle tight as you bring it up and lower it down. Leg up and down, and last one, up and down. Bring your foot in front of your knee, place that foot on the floor, and we're going to be lifting the leg that is on the floor up, and we're strengthening the inner thigh muscle. Leg up and down. There's not very much movement on this one. Concentrate on keeping that leg tight as you raise it up. Lower it down. Leg comes up and down. Leg up, foot is flexed and down. Last one, up and down. Okay, place the foot behind your knee this time. And raise your leg that's on the floor up and bring it down, keeping that inner thigh tight. Feel the inner thigh muscle raising that leg up. And release it down. Up. Down. Raise it up. And down. And last one, up and down. Okay. Let's roll to our side. Come to a sitting position with our legs out in front of us. This next exercise is to strengthen the quadricep muscle. Some people have experienced knee problems. This is an exercise that we give to strengthen that muscle. We'll do 5 leg raises as we're sitting here. And this is another one where you can increase to 10 to 15 as you become more, as your muscles become stronger. Bend your left knee, so the foot and the left foot is on the floor, and we're going to raise up the right leg, flexing that foot, and raise it up and down. Raise the leg up and down, feeling the top, the thigh muscle in the front doing the raising. And down, up, down, last one, up, and down. Okay, straighten your left leg out and bring your right knee up and raise, flex your foot and bring your left leg up and down. Raising the left leg up with tightening the quadricep muscle group and down. Raise it up and down. Up, keeping those muscles tight as you do that. 2 more and up and down and up. Bring your feet together, and so the soles of your feet are together, and we're going to be stretching out those inner thighs, keeping your back straight, chest up, head up, and hold onto your ankles and press those knees down to the floor, stretching out the inner thigh muscles, and relax it. This time, holding onto your ankles, pull. As you're pressing down with your elbows on your knees, put some resistance on those on your legs, and so your knees and your arms are pushing against each other. That's also a good one to strengthen those inner thighs. Tight and relax it. Okay, one more time, putting resistance with your knees and elbows pushing against each other, and tighten and tighten and tighten it. And release it. Okay, straighten your back up, chest out, and press the hands on your ankles, and press your legs down, stretching those inner thighs. And relax. On your back, hands out to your sides. You don't want your arms touching your body, and you don't want your legs touching each other. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale all the tension out through your mouth. Okay. Now, tighten your right foot, point it, and release it. Point your left foot, curl that toe under, and release. Flex your foot. Flex your foot up so your toe is pointing towards your knee, tightening of the calf muscle. And relax it and let it just sink into the floor. Left foot, flex your foot. And tighten the calf muscle as tight as you can. And just let it sink into the floor. Inhale and exhale. Tighten your right thigh muscle as tight as you can. Tighten it, tighten it. and release all the tension out of that right thigh muscle and just let it sink into the floor. Your left thigh, tighten it as hard as you can. Tighten it and tighten. And release all the tension out of the thigh. Constantly inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Tighten up your buttocks. Squeeze together as tight as you can. And just release. Relax. Tighten your abdominal muscles, pressing the lower back into the floor. And relax. Inhale. And blow it out through your mouth. Put your palms together. And squeeze those palms together as tight as you can, tightening those chest muscles. Tighten it. And release. Arms down, going down to your sides again. Press your right arm into the floor as hard as you can. And release it. Left arm, tighten it and press it into the floor. And release it. Take your right hand and make it into a fist. Fist. And release. Tighten your tighten your left hand into a fist. Tighten, tighten, tighten. And release. Okay, raise your eyebrows up into your forehead. Raise them up. And release. Tighten your eyes, shut your eyes really tight. Tighten them. And release. Inhale through your nose. Exhaling through your mouth. When you're inhaling, concentrate on that oxygen-rich blood going into the parts of your body where you hold your tension in your body. And exhale, releasing all that tension. Inhale. And exhale. Open up your eyes, and whenever you feel like it, roll to your side and come on up. And good job. Did everybody feel really relaxed now? The music from this that I'm using on this tape is called Narada Sampler by Jones, Lee, and Lands. And so when you are exercising and you get more comfortable with doing these on your own, play either classical music or some nice soft music that you'll be able to relax to.